issues. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
The fellow named Elisha, he had a servant, assistant, named Gehazi. And in 2 Kings 4:29, he sent him on a mission. So Elisha sends Gehazi on a mission. He says, I have a mission for you. It's a mission of mercy to a young man who's sick, laying in bed, and near death. In fact, he might have already been dead. But he told him as he went, he said, as you go from here to that boy's house, I don't want you to even stop and say hello to anybody on the way. If they greet you, ignore them. If there's anything going on the side of the road, just keep walking. Don't stop. Don't be distracted by anything until you get to the house and take my staff and put it on the boy's body. And this Gehazi did. Of course, he obeyed his master and did so. But the important thing to note is that he was told not to even say hello, not to even respond if somebody said hello to you, but to be very, very, very pointed in what you're doing. Be very focused on your purpose and on your mission, and don't be distracted by anything. During the time of the rebuilding of Jerusalem back in the book of Nehemiah, another period of time, the wall of Jerusalem was being rebuilt after it had been torn down, if you remember. Was being rebuilt, and the enemies of the Jewish people wanted Nehemiah to leave the work to come down and have a consultation. So just come down and talk to us and meet us. We want to discuss certain things. And of course, you know the story. Nehemiah would not go down. Very, very famous verse in the Bible. I will not come down. I do a great work. He would not be distracted from his purpose. Then we know that in Isaiah 50 and verse 7, the Bible told us that Jesus would come and his face would be set like a flint, which means he would be very focused on his purpose, which was to go to the cross, die for you. And so he would not be distracted from his purpose, no matter who said what. Even his closest friends, Peter, tried to dissuade him, but he would not be distracted from his purpose. Every purpose of God is attacked. When you have a purpose in your life and God gives you a purpose, it's always attacked. When anything you decide to do in terms of serving the Lord will be attacked. Any commitment you try to make will be attacked. It's always going to be attacked by the enemies of God's people and the enemies of God. Every purpose is attacked by a very real enemy. We know we have a real enemy. If you believe in Jesus Christ, then you have to believe also in a devil, because Jesus spoke of him more than anyone in the Bible. He described him more than anybody and spoke of him more than anybody. So either Jesus was out of his mind, or we have a very real devil and a very real enemy to deal with. And I don't think he was out of his mind. And of all people, he would know better than anyone who's ever lived concerning the existence of our enemy. But every purpose that we have in our life and everything that God puts on our hearts to do, everything the Lord would have us do, or the Lord would direct us to do and want us to be faithful to, the devil will attack it. And he lives for that purpose, to thwart the purposes of God in men. And eventually, if he attacks it and distracts us from following our purpose in life, this is his plan. I'll distract them from following their purpose. God's given them a purpose. He's told them what he wants them to be doing, where he wants them to go, what he wants them to do. But I'm going to distract them with the things of this life. I'm going to get them occupied with themselves. Occupied with themselves. They're going to be caught up with their own lives and what they're going through and how painful it is and how much they got to take care of and how many things are on top of them and how much stress life is throwing at them. And they're going to be very occupied with themselves. And then number two, they're going to be occupied with circumstances, the economy, their job situation, their health, all the things that come at you from life, the details of life. They'll be occupied with their circumstances. They'll be occupied with themselves. And hopefully, from the enemy's perspective, he hopes that eventually they'll lose sight of the purpose for their lives, which is to glorify God, to serve the Lord, to follow him. Hopefully, they'll lose sight of that. They'll get all wrapped up in themselves, how they feel, how hard it is. Or maybe they'll get all wrapped up in the pursuit of pleasure, the pursuit of happiness, and be following various things down various roads to seek out something that God already has for them, joy. Whatever it is, he wants to get them occupied with those things so that they lose sight of their eternal purpose. In Ephesians 3:11, it talks about an eternal purpose. We have lots of purposes in life. We go to work every week till we can pay the bills. That's a purpose. But God has eternal purposes. When you share Christ with someone and when you reveal Christ to someone and when you are faithful to the things he's called you to, those are eternal purposes. And you do them and you're committed to them more than anything. But the devil's plan is to get you to lose interest in it. If he can get you to lose sight of your purpose, eventually you lose interest in the things of God. Unfortunately, we've seen it in the lives of too many people that we call our friends. Over the years, we've had many friends, close friends, people we love, who have got caught up with themselves and with their circumstances and have eventually lost interest in the things of God. And little by little, they get weaned away from God's things. What are God's things? God's things are things like prayer, things like their Bible, things like soul winning, things like church, things like fellowshipping with you guys, the body of Christ. Those are the things of God. They lose interest in it. We love them. We try to encourage them not to withdraw, but they still withdraw. They're losing interest. They're being distracted by too many other things. They're losing sight of the eternal purpose for their life. They're caught up in the temporal purposes of life. That's why Paul said, we look on the things that are eternal, not the things that are temporal, in 2 Corinthians. If you lose interest in the things of God, eventually you get weaned away from the things of God. And then you're still a believer. You still acknowledge that Christ is your Savior. You're still saved. You're still going to go to heaven. But you're out there in the world and you're out of fellowship and you're wandering around. You don't know what life's all about. You're going from thing to thing, person, relationship to relationship, job to job, idea to idea, whatever, just to find things to stimulate your life because your life is separate from God. And you're his child. And you've been born again to be with God, to walk with him, to interact with him on a daily basis. And now you're out there having lost interest. Those that love you that are still going on with the Lord call you once in a while and try to encourage you. We've seen it too many times, and it's sad. It's heartbreaking. When Gideon, you remember Gideon back in the book of Judges, Gideon was told by God to trim down his fighting force. He had 32,000 soldiers, and he needed to trim them down because God wanted to win the battle with less human strength involved. He wanted to minimize the human strength so that he would maximize the divine energy that would come in and bring victory. So he wanted to glorify himself in the battle, and therefore some of these guys had to go. So Gideon had 32,000 men. The first group that left Gideon's army were those, and God told him, he said, go out and announce, if who's ever fearful, if you're afraid to go into battle, then I want you to just to pack it up and go back to the tents. And usually when you say that, you expect nobody to leave. Everybody's, I'm not afraid. You usually expect that nobody will get up and leave, but 22,000 got up and left, went back to the tents. Said, okay, that's good, we'll go. And they took off. They were fearful. The fearful person is the self-conscious person, the one who's occupied with himself. I'm fearful because I'm occupied with me. And how I'm going to feel, how is it going to look if I do thus and thus? If I knock on this next door, I'm fearful of that because I'm going to feel weird and strange because I'm coming to them with this religious stuff and they might look at me like I'm an idiot and everything. And so I have fear, but I'm occupied with me when I feel that way. And so here's 22,000, take off. Okay, we're fearful. And they take off. At least they're honest. And so the self-occupied ones, God doesn't need in the battle anyways. They're not going to be much good in the battle. They need to go and learn to put their eyes on Jesus and get built up in the faith and not be so occupied with themselves, but to be occupied with him. And 22,000 people can grow up and become the kind of soldiers that God intends them to be. Then the second, he says, well, you got 10,000 left, but that's still too many. I want a smaller force to bring this great victory over the Midianites, who are already outnumber you when you had the 32,000. But now you got 10,000, they still way outnumber you, but I want to narrow it down from there because I want to bring more glory to myself. So the 10,000, he brought them out into the desert and they were extremely thirsty. 10,000 thirsty guys. And he took them to a place where there was water. And then he tested them there. And he discovered that a number of them would go to the water. And they were just so happy to have water, they just stuck their whole face right in it. They just stuck their face in it, and they were sucking it in. And they were just so happy that they found the water. But there was 300 of them.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since